And all they in the synagogue hearing these things were filled with anger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, Jesus preached in his hometown Nazareth, but its inhabitants were not willing to hear him. They waited a great king to arrive, not a suffering Messiah. And the Gospel tells us that they became so angry to Jesus that they wanted to throw him headlong off the hill. This passage of people becoming so angry when they see something which does not please them made me think of one of my favorite childhood cartoons. It's called Lambert the Sheepish Lion and tells about a lion whom the stork mistakenly delivers to a sheep. Lambert lives his life thinking he is a sheep and is picked up by all the lambs and teased in the flock because he is different. But in the end, when he sees a hungry wolf attack his dear foster mother, he changes from a meek and frightened cub to an enraged, terrible, roaring lion. He scares the wolf so badly that the wolf runs headlong off the cliff. What a change in Lambert, and what a sad change in the inhabitants of Nazareth as well. These townspeople knew Jesus and his holy family. He had grown in the midst of them, but now, when he was proclaiming kingdom of God to them, these meek lambs of his childhood days were turned into roaring, angry, murderous lions. And you, children, you have a very striking reminder in our vestibule of the evil the anger can do. The scourged Jesus, whom you see there every morning when you come to school, is how Jesus looked when people poured their anger and their hatred against him. Thomas a Kempis, a medieval monk and famous spiritual author, writes it like this: "They took part against thee and came running together like mad dogs to devour thy innocency. Like dogs they barked at thee with their mouths, like lions they gnashed upon thee with their teeth, like snakes they hissed at thee with their tongues." Children, it is truly amazing how low can a human being descend when he is provoked by anger. Think of it. In the circus you can see an artist called a lion tamer who is able to make a ferocious beast act like a little kitten. Man can turn a beast into a pet, but how often he fails to tame hatred and anger which is in his soul as the result of original sin. The beasts, for example lions, are savages by their nature, but we, who have the use of reason, so often are we downgraded to their level. But once again, Christ has come to redeem and liberate us from our evil inclinations. It is fascinating to note that in the Bible, Jesus is referred both as the lion and the Lamb of God. As you have heard earlier during this Lent, one day he will come to judge the living and the dead like a conquering king and destroy the enemies of God. But for us, his followers, he is the sacrificial lamb who took away the reproach and guilt which we all share, so that his followers may share his ultimate victory. You have likewise heard that of all God's saints on earth, our Lenten saint, Saint Francis of Assisi, was the one who most was like Christ. As the result of this, Saint Francis had, among all God's creatures, special affection toward lambs, because he saw in every lamb the Lamb of God. Once he saw a man going along the road with a couple of crying lambs slung over his shoulders. He shouted to him, "Why are you tormenting my brothers? Where are you taking them?" The man stared at him as he would stare someone from Mars, and then answered, "To the market, and then I will sell them, and then the buyers will kill and eat them, of course." Saint Francis was horrified. "God forbid, this must not be. Here, take the cloak I am wearing and give me the lambs." The man agreed, and Saint Francis was in seventh heaven for rescuing his brother lambs from the butchery. But then he realized he didn't know what to do with them. After all, he and his followers had scarcely enough food to feed themselves. So he ran after the man and gave his brother lambs back to him on the condition that he was never to sell them or to do them any harm. Saint Francis loved lambs so much that this was not a singular case. Another lamb rescued in this way he gave to a woman named Jacoba de Settesoli. She was a widowed follower of his who accepted this lamb as a type of little spiritual guide. The lamb followed her everywhere, including to the church, and stayed close by her as she prayed. And when Saint Francis was dying, he sent her a letter asking her to bring a shroud of haircloth in which to wrap my body. Jacoba arrived there with her two sons, and the wool of this lamb provided the shroud in which Saint Francis was buried. Dear children, I sometimes have told you that you are like little lambs whom your parents, teachers, and priests watch over for like a shepherd. Being a little lamb might not always be that pleasant, being told by shepherds what to do, what not to do, where to go, how to act, and so on. But remember how tenderly Saint Francis took care to protect his little lambs. Remember how cruelly the people abused our Lord, the Lamb of God, and still he spared nothing but words of blessing to them, that they might be saved, even after their horrible sin. Never let your own passions and anger turn you into a ferocious lion or a bloodthirsty wolf. You, like Saint Francis, are followers of Christ. And very soon in this Mass, you will make your confession of sins, and Father will show you the host, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." In a follower of Christ, there must never be room for anger and hatred. And as Prophet Ozi wrote many thousands of years ago, "Israel hath gone astray like a wanton heifer. Now will the Lord feed them as a lamb in a spacious place." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.